Okay, so it was a boob sweat soaked bra, AJ's foot sweat soaked flip flops,
right?
And my bad interview sweat soaked black t-shirt.
Right.
Those were the three items we put on this website, All Things Worn.
Right.
And one of them sold.
Huh.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning, and I will bet $100 that it was not my t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's either the foot weirdos.
I don't think so.
Or the boob weirdos.
That's what I'm thinking.
TJ wants to take a guess. TJ?
Yeah. I know who bought it, and I know what sold. Roots Bra sold. And Al in the Shed bought it.
Hi, Rude.
He's wearing it. Is that correct?
It's correct that is the item that sold.
Okay.
I'm not sure who.
We're not sure of the purchaser.
It's a anonymous.
But we're 100% sure that it was the boobs,
right.
Sweat,
that's okay.
Soaked bra.
Yeah. Yay!
All right. Thank you, TJ. You were half right.
You got it, guys.
You might be fully right.
You never know.
Yeah, do we know what state it's going to?
Right. Well, Al will be dancing in it then.
I just don't think Weird Al has the technological capabilities to pull that one off.
Make the purchase. Yeah.
That's right. He has the money, and he's he has a big heart.
Right. Let's have somebody else do it for him.
All right. Natalie is on right now. Natalia Baker with All Things Worn. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. Are you surprised that the bra went first?
You know, I'm not.
Yeah, me neither.
People on our site love the lingerie, the bras, the panties. But, I mean, the whole theme was sweat, you know, on all the items. And people love sweat. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful that those flip-flops are going to sell pretty quickly, too.
That'll be the next thing. The t-shirt's like, who you know.
I never know.
Who cares?
It's a nice t-shirt. You can wear it. Just wash and wear it.
Yeah.
Tough to find.
We needed more visible sweat on that t-shirt, I think. Oh. We needed, like, pit stains or something.
That's what makes the needle move.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. The weirder, the better. The dirtier, the better for most of these kink items, yeah.
Yeah, because it's the whole point,
yeah.
Isn't it? Like, you want something dirty and so dirty.
Right.
Yeah. I saw a pair of underwear, and there's several shots, and one shot was of the crotch, and it was, like you said,
it was discharge.
Very dirty, very worn.
Yes, very worn. Like
recently?
Maybe, right.
Yeah.
Pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Ripe.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of our sellers, the dirtier it is, the better, and the more of a description. So, like, was she working out that day? Did she do extracurricular activities at night? You know, like, what was she doing wearing them? A lot of sellers have success that way. But also,
had a yogurt for breakfast.
Right.
Yeah.
Lactose intolerant. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You ever get something you had to pull off? Like, you're like, no, not this can't be on here.
You know, our community follows the guidelines pretty well, and we do have them in place. And sometimes we see stuff that we're like, nope, that definitely can't be there. So our admin team takes it down quickly. But yeah, I've seen it all. I will tell you that.
No.
What did you have to take down?
Probably stuff I can't say on the radio, but I will say some of like the more strange requests that we see sellers selling are like, foot dust. So when you scrape the bottom of your feet to make them soft, they
the Parmesan.
Yeah.
Oh no!
The foot.
So you get that pet egg.
Oh wow! Yeah,
yep,
you use
exactly.
It.
Right. I got it in a bag. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like pixie dust.
This is right up AJ's alley, by the way.
No, I'm not into the
he's all things feet.
Yeah, but not the cheese. No way. No.
Our community is very diverse. I will say used panties, really well-worn socks, and then any type of like custom content. So whether that's foot photos or foot videos, those are the most popular.
Oh,
on our site.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's almost like in OnlyFans where you could go on and you could follow a particular person. You could. Request things from them, pay them for those things.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
In order.
Yeah. It's kind of a mix between eBay and Facebook Marketplace, but for a lot of weird, kinky stuff.
Right.
Okay, wait. So it's like eBay, Facebook Marketplace, and OnlyFans combined.
Combined.
Right.
Yeah, because our subscribers all have the ability to interact with sellers. So you can post on our feed just like you can on Facebook. You can send messages. You can interact.
Oh, boy.
So it's a much more customized experience versus just buying panties and moving on.
What's the most expensive thing you ever sold?
Well, we have a site called Findoms Only, and we do a wallet drain. And I
what
think
does that
last
mean?
Year, the,
yeah.
So that means
financial
that means
domination.
Financial domination.
Okay.
And so,
how do you know that?
Brian? I want to drain your wallet.
Right.
And she drained over $13,000, which was, I think, our biggest one last year.
Damn.
If you're married, you're into that.
Right.
You know?
Drain the wallet.
You're married, you're into that.
Okay.
You got to go.
Financial domination.
You got to go get the couch. You got to go get the outside patio furniture, you know? And
is that what that is?
It's just, it's like.
It's an extended version.
No, it's like I am a little, like you're a pay piggy. You know,
yeah,
like you're
pay,
what does that mean?
Paid
piggy?
All same stuff.
I think this might be another episode. Yeah, it's a whole subculture.
Yeah, I just realized I'm in another country and I'm speaking foreign language.
Yeah.
Like, wow, there's.
And that's okay.
There's a lingo.
Basically, our sellers, it ranges from coffee money to like mortgage money on what some of these girls can make. I mean, last year our sellers made, I think it was $18 million, and we don't take commission, and that's across all of our platforms.
Wow.
How do you not take commission?
Platform.
Yeah.
We're subscription-based, so they pay a monthly fee, and then they have access to all of our verified buyers. So it's much safer than selling like on Reddit or on X or on TikTok.
Okay. I don't know what any of these things mean. Do you? Financial domination. I guess Brian made a good point. If you're married, you know what that means.
Right.
Pay pig.
Right.
I have no idea what that is.
No, pay pig. Right. I'm intrigued.
It's like you're like a rich guy.
Oh. Chaz and AJ in the morning. We're talking about this website, All Things Worn. We have become infatuated with it because it's odd.
Yeah, it's a good side hustle, too.
Natalia Baker is on. She's head of marketing there. And we posted three items, a black worn T-shirt from me, worn flip-flops from AJ.
Very worn.
And a sweaty workout bra from Ruth.
Right.
The bra sold immediately.
Gone.
We knew it was priced right.
Yeah.
It was priced to sell.
It was.
Yeah, and we made sure the title was very clear that she had worked out a lot in it and it was sweaty. Anything with sweat and scent is going to sell pretty quickly. It sold in under 24 hours, which was very impressive, Ruth.
Wow.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
And AJ's flip-flops has traction, right?
Oh, yeah.
Flip-flops, let's look at the stats on that right now. So they're selling for $45. Two people have them saved or in their cart, and then 25 people have viewed them so far.
Wow.
Ooh.
None of them were me.
One of them was you.
No, never. No.
Oh, okay.
I handed, that was the end of it, yeah.
Okay.
I wait to hear. I wait to hear my investment, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right. The sweaty T-shirt has 18 views and one save, so you're not far behind.
Holy cow!
Wow, look at you! Damn.
Do you have any farts in jars on the platform?
That's not worn though.
We do.
Yeah, no.
We actually.
Wait, you do?
We have a whole site, fartloversonly.com.
Yeah, you know,
a real niche site.
That should be a bumper sticker.
Fart lovers only. That's like farmers only. You know?
But, yes.
Yeah, like Virginia's for lovers.
Right. Right. Instead of Sotheby's and Sweatbies. For the auction.
That girl was from Connecticut.
Yeah, I remember.
That's right. We had her on.
We talked to her. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
To poop to pop. Yep.
All right. We're talking about the flip-flops, and it's not the brand name. It's how sweaty and who gave that sweat, right?
Exactly. It's all about the scent. Does it smell like popcorn? Does it smell like, a lot of people describe it as like Fritos or Cheetos.
Yep.
Like,
oh, wow.
Is your footprint in there? Are there photos available of your feet? A lot of people that buy dirty shoes will then ask for like a custom video of you wearing them before you package them. Like little add-ons where our sellers can make more money.
Yeah.
Okay. So AJ did all the right things. He put up flip-flops with his toe marks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Toe print. He definitely put in there.
There were three pictures, I think, and one had his feet in them.
In them. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then also the write-up I said is like going down the popcorn aisle in your favorite supermarket.
See? You're already a kink and fetish seller and you didn't even know it.
I know.
We all know it. We all know it.
You say it's like it's a
Your
bad thing.
Your face is red right
like a,
now.
Like a bad thing.
All right. So, Natalia,
what was it,
2 weeks ago, for $100,
he
stuck the foot of an 88-year-old woman with a bad toenail in his mouth.
It was $100 though, cash.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Money talks.
See, she speaks my language.
They're on the site. They're making money.
Right. Yeah, she completely understands.
If there's money involved, it's not weird.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, the weirder it is, the more money it makes, especially in this industry. I mean, we have people like college students, stay-at-home moms, to actual adult content creators, all selling experiences and physical items.
Huh. What are these experiences? What does that mean?
Oh, so you can do a girlfriend experience where you get paid to be pretend you're someone's girlfriend for a certain amount of time, which is just like, it's nothing is in person. It's texting, it's sending videos, it's maybe a call. We have rating experiences where people will send in, I don't know what I can say on the radio, the eggplant photos, and they'll get it rated.
Gotcha.
So they'll rate it.
Vegetables, yeah.
Wow.
The English cucumber. Yep.
Custom videos.
Rate my thing.
Wow.
Eggplant photos is honestly the best way you could say that.
Yeah. We don't want any parmesan.
My arm went for the dump, I think it's okay.
They sell them in the stores.
Yeah.
And these are with consent, so encouraged to go
all
there.
Consent.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a large following online. Should I be selling eggplant photos?
You 100% could. Our other site, Male Things Worn, is all for men that want to do these things.
Is it eggplant or is it cauliflower?
It's a mushroom.
It's
a portobello. Maybe you need to pay for a rating, and then we'll find out.
Times are tough.
It was cold out there.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. It was cold out there.
All right, what should we do next, Natalia? What do you think?
I don't know. I say we get AJ on Feet Lovers Only. I say we create him his own account, and we see how it does. I'll check in with him. I'll babysit him on the site. I'll make sure he's doing all the right things, and we see how much he can make.
Now he can look at, so on this site, he'll be able to look at women's feet.
Oh yeah, a lot. He might not come into work. He might be very busy.
I'll do it at work.
You don't want her watching.
He does
your
anyway.
I'll do it at work anyway. Yeah.
Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah,
you can make some money over here.
Exactly. A side hustle. That's what we called it.
Right.
I mean, some women make a lot of money. Other women just make, you know, fun money. But they're making money on our sites for sure.
There you go.
I made $45.
You made $45.
Nice.
And you get the whole $45, right?
She gets the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we have a virtual currency called Kink Coins, and all that money went into Kink Coins into you guys' account, and all you'll have to do is withdraw it.
Kink Coins.
Right. Yeah. I'm afraid what button to push. Yeah.
By the way, you're listening to us at work right now.
Yes. We get paid for this. Not Kink Coins. We get paid.
Kink Coins.
Damn, man.
Wow, Ruth, you can make a fortune.
Seriously.
Yeah, Ruth.
What did that bra cost you, do you think?
Oh, gosh. I've had a couple years. Maybe 15, 20 bucks.
Okay, so you made money. Yeah.
You should throw nothing away. That's what we've learned.
Really?
Right. Yeah. Can't throw anything away.
Don't do laundry.
I got a lot of flops I could sell.
Right. Don't do laundry.
No.
And keep a running tab. Kind of like you have that, you know, running tab of when your car was serviced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the underwear should come with.
Right.
Worn here for 24 hours.
Things that happened in that time period.
Had went bees. To yeah. the Foo Fighters yeah. on this day.
Right.
Did not shower.
It was hot and humid that
Three
day.
3 hours long.
Right.
3 hour long concert. Yeah.
Bad case.
All sweat.
Swamp ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just in a whole bullet point list of the mileage on this thing.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Basically a panty journal.
Right.
A panty journal.
I had heat rash on Tuesday.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
The more details, the more the buyers like it.
Nice.
And we think, you know, when you hear this, you're like, wow, these buyers are weirdos. A lot of them are top executives.
Yeah.
Who this is
their thing.
You know, they can't, you know, they're not going to go cheat on their wife.
No. This is
what they're going to do.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's their little side thing.
It's a real fetish. It's not, you know, it's really not as weird as you would think. Some of like the top searches are used panties, you know, dirty socks, foot pics. So like these are fetishes that have been around for a long, long time.
Right.
We're just helping sellers make money off of it now. And we have, 2 million subscribers. So it's not as niche or taboo as you would really think. We're offering a safer place to do it.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. Well, thanks for coming on. And I love this idea of getting AJ on that. What was it?
Foot lovers?
No, foot lovers only.
Foot lovers only.
Right. Oh, AJ.
That's another bumper sticker.
Yep. We'll get it set up, AJ.
We're talking merchandising over here.
Right. Natalia Baker, head of marketing, all things Worn. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.